Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Orange, California at the MSI headquarters, and I'm with Rod Shaw. Raj, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Kemp. Doing great.
I came out here and just toured your facility and thought the listeners might want to hear a little bit more about what you've got going on here. MS International is a company that's been growing very fast. Matter of fact, last year you had some tremendous growth, didn't you?
We did grow last year. The economy actually helped us, and we're seeing the industry come in with us. Luckily, our products are what the consumer wants today, whether that's on the flooring side with hard tile or on the countertop side with granite and quartz.
For those that don't know a lot about MS International, it's a company that got started in 1975 in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and had moved not too long after that out to the LA area. And you focus for a long time just on stone, flooring, hardscape, and countertops. And then about 7 years ago, you started getting into the man-made tile business, right?
That's absolutely correct. We saw the industry changing, and with the new technologies in both flooring and countertops, mostly digital printing and the cost of installation coming down for tile and for countertops, we believed that that was a move that our company had to make.
You're a massive company. Your sales are a high number. You're privately held and don't want to necessarily divulge that, but this is a very large company. You have 19 warehouses, distribution centers now, right?
That's right. We do have 19 distribution centers strategically located across the United States and Canada. We bring in about 36,000 container loads of material each year. So that puts us in the top importers in the United States. So we're very proud of that fact.
36,000 containers. Well, quick little aside, what has this recent West Coast port thing done to you?
That was definitely a tough situation for us. We were watching it every day very closely. It definitely increased our lead times anywhere from 15 to 30 days. And luckily, one of our strengths is our inventory. And we do keep a lot of inventory here physically. So it to keep our customers happy and to keep the supply chains open, luckily, we did have a significant stock of inventory here.
Well, it's good to have that behind us. So you don't own any factories. Obviously, if you got started in the stone business, that makes sense because you buy from quarries. But as you continue to grow, the beauty you were just telling me about not having any of your own factories is you've basically got the whole world to pull from, and you just develop relationships with manufacturers, and they build to your specifications, and then you sell. Let's talk about downstream. Talk about your route to market.
Yeah, well, we can go upstream for 1 second. The way the tile market is developing, there's so many different looks, types of tile, and the supply chain and logistics costs. Every country has its own idiosyncrasies as it relates to tile, so we want to have that ability to buy whatever type of tile the consumer wants at the lowest cost possible, and that means we need to buy from a lot of different companies. Downstream, we have a very strong customer base, and we're very proud of building that network. We don't sell retail, and work with our customers to ultimately put our products in consumers' homes.
You have 22 acres here in Orange, California. This is your headquarters. As I toured your place, yes, you do sell massive slabs. You have boxed tiles. Then you have a whole area of hardscape. If you take the revenue from your company, you're telling me that it's about 40% flooring, 40% countertop, and about 20% hardscape, right?
It's probably about 45-45-10. We're matching up with where the industry actually is. And so our market share is somewhat equivalent in all of them. We do have a lot of room to grow in the tile side, and we're continuing to grow on that side. Our countertop market share is a lot better, but with the growth in quartz, we have a lot of room to grow.
Well, you were telling me this tremendous growth you've had in this last year has been on the tile side because you were late to get into that business. I mean, just having got into it 7 years ago, it's one of your fastest growing areas, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say because our market share is low on the tile side and actually on the quartz side, those are our strong growth categories just because there's so much of a pie available for us to grow into. So we're putting a lot of focus into those categories.
You know, a lot of people know that a business's success is based on what their focus is. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what drives you?
Yeah, from the beginning, our real focus has been how do we make our products more accessible and affordable to the consumer? So we're always spending our strategy sessions and time with our vendors and with our employees and with our customers and the whole supply chain. How do we take cost out of the system without hurting anyone's profitability? And by doing that, we believe we can bring products at more affordable prices to consumers, and that broadens the pie that's available to buy those products. So that's where most of our strategy and time goes to, is how do we re-engineer the process in order to bring our products to market at a more accessible and more affordable.
I mentioned earlier, you're a family-owned business. It's you, your brother, your mom, and your dad, right?
Yes, that's right. There's the four of us. Myself and my brother both have kids now. They're very young, but we hope one day they would join the business as well.
What are the one or two challenges that you're facing as you look at continuing to grow at this pace?
One, obviously the denominator is getting bigger. So with each year, it's getting tougher and tougher to grow. And as your market share grows, it becomes tougher to continue that path. I would also say the world is becoming much more dynamic, and with trends and design available on the internet, the speed of change is increasing significantly, which just keeps us on our toes and everyone in our industry on their toes. So that's becoming increasingly difficult. You can't fall asleep at the wheel anymore.
You know, one of the essences of your success too is that you have people in your company that are focused on trends, designs. You're telling me you have Emily Holly in Atlanta, right?
That's right. I would say there's two parts of our success. One is definitely this focus on trend and design and having our own internal team that works on that and is continuously bringing the right products for our customers to market, but also our IT background here at MSI. We have a 40-person IT team, which most people in our industry don't have. And that's, again, we're trying to take costs out of the system by bringing IT solutions.
So you know where all the pieces and parts are.
That's exactly right, Kemp.
Well, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks for the tour. One of the things I was impressed with, you make all your sample panels out here at your headquarters, and the products that you're putting together right now are the same trend products that we noticed at Surfaces, the pure whites, the rustic, the wood looks. So it looks like you're continuing to give your points of distribution the trend products.
Like I said, we have a team that's focused on trend and design, and then we have a team that's focused on actually getting those products to market. And it's very important to us that we bring products that the consumer wants. Like I said, it's becoming more and more challenging because the world is becoming more dynamic and trends change quickly. But for now, it's whites and wood planks and grays.
Again, been talking to Raj Shaw, who's president with MS International in Orange, California, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDeli.net.